Harper Audio presents The Girl with the Make-Believe Husband, a Bridgerton's prequel by Julia Quinn. Performed by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. Manhattan Island, June 1779. His head hurt. Correction, his head really hurt. It was hard to tell, though, just what sort of pain it was. He might have been shot through the head with a musket ball. That seemed plausible, given his current location in New York. Or was it Connecticut? And his current occupation as a captain in His Majesty's army. There was a war going on, in case one hadn't noticed. But this particular pounding, the one that felt more like someone was bashing his skull with a cannon, not a cannon ball, mind you, but an actual cannon, seemed to indicate that he had been attacked with a blunter instrument than a bullet. An anvil, perhaps, dropped from a second-story window. But if one cared to look on the bright side, a pain such as this did seem to indicate that he wasn't dead, which was also a plausible fate, given all the same facts that had led him to believe he might have been shot. That war he'd mentioned, people did die. With alarming regularity. So, he wasn't dead. That was good.